Talk to Dad.
Welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 138. I've got Elizabeth here with me.
Hello.
And I also have Carolyn, Elizabeth's friend.
Sup?
This is what, third time you've been on the podcast?
Yes, it is. I'm very happy to be back.
So welcome back.
Thank you. I thought you were going to say this is the third take that we've had so far, because we're kind of a mess today.
It's also true.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
Pretty peachy, actually.
I'm feeling a little froggy today.
A little froggy? My
voice is feeling a little froggy. I don't know. Gotcha. I've had like congestion and I don't know. Stuff.
Yeah. Allergies have been really bad.
What is going on? I know, Elizabeth, you just started doing observations. You want to tell us about that?
So if you're training to become a teacher, in my case, like secondary education, which means middle through high school, you need to do one semester of observation, which is just you sitting in the classroom with like a mentor teacher and just watching them teach and like doing notes about how their setup is, how they keep the class on track, like classroom management skills.
Are you allowed to doodle?
Because
I don't know if I could make it through without doodling a little bit.
I'm not sure that they can stop me, frankly. I'd like to see them try.
Stop. This is the doodle police. So you report to the principal.
You started doing observations when, like last week?
Yeah. I think technically 2 weeks ago. Because I started the Friday before last. Well, that might have been... No, that was last week. I just have no sense of time. Yeah, I'm sitting in a seventh grade classroom with, you know, my mentor teacher who is really nice, like great classroom, great kids.
What's the subject?
English.
Which is what you want to teach?
Yes.
Is that normal for you to observe in the subject that you want, or did you just get lucky?
Yeah, no, that's normal because, I mean, if you sit in for like a math classroom, for example, it's like a very different way of teaching because the material is so different.
Seventh grade is kind of a nightmare year. At least it was for me, and I think it is for most people.
Yeah, but honestly, the kids, like I expected like way worse. Like a couple of them are kind of rowdy, but most of them, like the worst that you'll get is like they're kind of awkward.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, I feel like eighth grade was way worse for me. Like
seventh or eighth grade, right in there somewhere. It seems like, I don't know, like kids are, they're old enough to act really, really bad, but not old enough to like control it.
So they're just like constantly dumb 24/7, basically. Like that, yeah. I feel like that's why like eighth graders are the worst though, because they have that weird sense of seniority. So they're like, I can be stupid, but in the best way. And that's when it gets concerning.
And maybe part of it was like my own experience too, because at least it might not be this one anymore, but when I was in seventh grade, it was like most of the kids all had the same classes. You didn't really divide up into like, you know, different kids in different classes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true anymore, but so it was like you were thrown in with just everybody. It was like, you know, being in the general population in your state penitentiary, you know? Like, and then they would, you know, release you and you'd have to walk around the yard and...
They don't do recess anymore, though, for middle schoolers.
Yeah. I guess we didn't really do recess, although we had a lot of PE. We had, like, PE every day for, like, an hour and a half or something ridiculous.
You know what they do have now? And this is such a, like, millennial thing. But one class that I said, and they have, like, a homeroom period, I guess, for lack of a better word, where it's, like, and at the beginning of it, the teachers are required to give them, like, a 15-minute, like, presentation on, like, peer pressure or something. For some of them, they have guided meditations where they'll turn the lights off. Yeah.
I sort of remember doing that like as like a first and second grader, but I think it was all just a trick to try and get us to take a nap.
Please stop making
noise. We would have these like mats that we would roll out and we would all lay down on the mats.
Yeah.
Is this something you did?
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I've
never. And sometimes we would get like graham crackers and milk too.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Oh, that's awesome. I wish they'd do that in college classes.
Try to say something really relaxing and see if we could, I don't know. It was weird.
It was
a weird time back in the 70s.
We did guided meditations in high school theater sometimes.
as like a theater exercise. I could see that.
I guess it was like part of the warm-ups. Like sometimes we'd do like a choreographed dance type thing to get us warmed up, which I hated. But other times they would do like a guided meditation where we'd lay down on the floor and I would just kind of doze off.
So the one that you were talking about just now, is that like something they do in the class you're observing?
Yeah.
They do a guided meditation.
Yeah. And like a lot of, you can kind of really tell like that a lot of the kids have like reached that stage where it's like nothing is genuine to them and they're just hit peak irony where like it's just dumb to care about anything. So they'll like laugh through the entire thing. But for the most part, like, I think kids just like the chance to kind of just lay their head down on their desks and sleep for a little while.
I mean, if that's not what you used like Heads Up 7 Up for, I don't know what you're doing with your life.
I was thinking about Heads Up 7 Up the other day.
Oh, yeah? I haven't played it in forever, but it was really fun, but I definitely used an excuse to sleep.
There was a song I was listening to that made a reference to it.
Huh.
And I was thinking, like, what was the deal with that game? Like, I remember playing it in school, and now I look back at it and think, is that just like when the teachers got tired of doing anything else and just be like, all right, we're going to play Heads Up 7 Up for the next
You know what I bet it is the same thing as there's a John Mulaney sketch about like hanging out with teachers who just like to party a lot. And they'll, so like the next day, if they're just tired because they're out so late, they'll just put on a movie. And that's why teachers put on movies. I bet it was the same thing.
Well, that's obviously. But yeah. The Heads Up, like, it's not like it teaches you anything.
It doesn't.
No, but it's just a total time killer, basically.
It is, but it's also, it puts a weird amount of pressure on you, because, like, I don't know if this was just, like, a me being a strange kid thing, but I always got really nervous about, like, who to pick. Like,
oh, yeah.
Whose thumb do you touch?
Does that have meaning? Oh, when you were the one touching the thumb?
Yeah, and then, like, you would feel weird if you were, like, if you guessed the person and it wasn't the right one, and then it was just like, well, I guess I'm just never coming back to the school then. That's fine. It was nice knowing you.
One advantage I had during the 70s was I could tell if someone touched my thumb and they were wearing corduroys. So they go, like, oh, it's the person with corduroys.
I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, but that's not limited to the 70s. I owned like 4 pairs of corduroy overalls in elementary school.
I was about to say, I remember having like corduroy overalls.
I think that's when it made a comeback.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, it's like the 30-year thing.
Yeah. But I also was bullied relentlessly for it, so it might not have been a thing.
I think kids at your school are just mean.
Like, yeah. The type of corduroy that came back had like a smaller pile, so it didn't make as much of a swish, swish, swish sound.
it was less thick.
We used to have corduroys, and they would have like velour shirts.
Oh,
and I really liked the velour shirt. It was like you could just kind of touch it, and it was all soft. And you could do the thing where you like push it down one way, and then you pull it up the other way, and it.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. I was actually just watching the movie Black Klansman that came out this year, because I think it's nominated for like a couple awards and stuff.
I want to watch that.
It's super, super good, but like half the movie I was just sitting there like, man, that was some fashion. Like, it was great. They had like the rust orange power suits, and I was like, can I pull that off?
Do you remember what year that movie takes place?
Oof, I want to say it's like early 70s.
Like early 70s. So that would have been when I was in elementary school.
It was great. And everybody had like a lot of hair
really
going
movie.
On.
I saw it. I really enjoyed it.
I have a confession to make.
Adam Driver was really excellent in that movie.
He did. It was weird. I was like, this is not Kylo Ren. Must reshift my frame.
He was good though, didn't you think?
Yeah, he did a super good job. Like all the actors were really, really good. So
I have a dark confession to make about Heads Up 7 Up.
Yeah.
The most vivid memory I have is, this is a very like, I guess it would have been like early 2000s, but it was a very early 2000s thing to have if you were in elementary school around that time. I remember cheating at Heads Up 7 Up because I would cross my arms and put my head on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I peeked out of the corner of my eye when somebody tapped my thing because I heard a jingling noise.
Mm.
And I looked, and there was a girl with like white tennis shoes with charms on her shoelaces.
Mm.
Like kind of
That's
woven
a big
in.
Clue.
Yeah. So the biggest thing that I remember about Heads Up 7 Up is cheating and like looking at her shoes and going, Brooke did it. Brooke has charms on her shoes. Why did we get so into like putting charms on shoelaces for like a hot second there?
I don't know.
But it was great. I loved it.
Things?
Also, like, yeah. Brooke, if you're out there, we're sorry.
I'm sorry.
I don't understand. Like, Heads Up 7 Up, is that just something everyone plays everywhere? Like, across the whole country? And it's a game that sort of limited to school. Like, you don't play it in any other context.
Like, it's not like a birthday party that you're like, let's all play Heads Up 7.
Right. Everybody find a desk somewhere in this house. Put your head down. Or let's all get around the kitchen table.
Yeah, just pop your face down. No, I mean, I guess it seems to be at least pretty far over the country. I mean, I went to school in Missouri and Kansas City and then in Texas, and we all did it. And it doesn't ever change. It's the same thing everywhere.
My only memory of cheating was actually worse than cheating at Heads Up 7 Up. I remember when I was in elementary school cheating on a spelling test. You know, the little desks that have like the little compartment underneath it. I would put the spelling list like right there so I could see it.
I tattled on a girl for doing that.
I did it and I didn't get caught, which is horrible.
Man.
That's a really obvious way to cheat. Yeah, no.
It's a really bad way to cheat. Yeah, I mean, sure.
Man, y'all are like way more bold than I was. I just got sweaty.
I don't know why.
You cheated by getting sweaty?
No, I think about cheating and I get sweaty.
I didn't cheat later in my academic career. It was just an elementary school spelling test.
I mean, do it when the stakes are low, I guess.
Frankly, I think you should have your bar revoked.
I probably should have I probably should have got caught so that it would have taught me a lesson.
Invaluable.
I don't know. I
do, like, it's really weird. It's hard. I just thought of this, but like, speaking of elementary school spelling tests, I do remember, like, I was one of those kids that read a bunch, so I always had, like, a bunch of different, like, words I'd get really into, and it was a little bit further than, I guess, other people. And
so you were a precocious speller, is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, look, I'm saying that nobody liked me in my class. Well, so, like, our teacher used to let us, we'd get to vote on, like, the extra credit word we'd have on our spelling tests, and there was always that stupid kid that's like, would raise their hand, and she's like, yeah, Tim, and he'd be like, dog! Come on, man. Like, I know we're all eight, but like, we can
please don't exploit democracy, Tim.
Yeah. Tim, don't be like this. And
you're
going
to make it so we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
You're why we don't have nice things, Tim.
And so then, like, we were doing a unit on butterflies for some reason. I don't know why. And I remember thinking chrysalis was an awesome word. And
chrysalis
so
is a good word.
I suggested it.
And so everyone hated you for that.
Everybody hated me for that week. They all, like, I was like, chrysalis. And then you could just see, like, you know, 30 tiny heads whip around and be like, you've done not it now.
Cocoon's a lot easier to spell.
Yeah. I don't think I could spell chrysalis now. And well, I have.
I would give myself about an 80% chance.
I think I give myself similar odds, but I don't like those odds too well.
C-H-R-Y.
S.
Is there another F?
No.
No.
A-L-I-S?
I think it's S-I.
A-L-L-I-S.
This is now a spelling podcast.
Chrysalis. Yeah, I guess it would be S-A-L-I-S, right?
Yeah, this is why Tim was more popular than me. Tim was like, dog, and I should have stuck with that.
Yeah. C-H-R-Y-S-A-L-I-S.
A-L-I-S, okay.
Okay, there we go.
I was not a super strong speller. I was an okay speller, but I wasn't great.
I always get confused on, like, the doubled up letters, because, like, sometimes it sounds like there should be, and then there's not, and then there are, and they shouldn't be.
There are a lot of chrysalis themed spas nearby.
Do you have words that, like, still you have trouble with every time you try to go to write it?
Yes, okay, so, because I work for the police department, and the one word I cannot say, like, spell to save my life is sergeant. It does not look correct. It always looks wrong every time I type it.
Yeah, sergeant, colonel's really bad, too.
Colonel is
colonel.
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 That and affidavit, I can never remember if it has.
Affidavit I can get.
Well, you're affidavit. A lawyer.
Because I'm an attorney.
I don't get it. I don't have any excuse for it, though.
You know the one that messes me up every single time I tried it is exercise.
Ooh.
Because it's I know there's an S. I know there's an X. I know there's an ER, but I can't get them in the right order.
I have really
and there's a C, too. Sorry.
Really bad issues with conscious and unconscious. Ooh, I don't know why I'm typing that so much, but I always mess it up.
Dude, conscious is so
conscious
hard.
Conscious versus conscience versus unconsciousness.
That's when I just change whatever word I'm going to use. Yeah, I just give up.
I think it's because, like, talk about conscious and unconscious biases in papers a lot for some reason.
That's because that's the kind of person you are.
I guess.
You willful. Talk about that even not in papers.
Willful is kind of weird. Willfully. That's like something that comes up in like legal writing
weird.
A lot. And it's like willful. It's like how many L's are there in willfully?
Man, like how do y'all get through legal writing? We get some of it in like some of the like affidavits and stuff we get. And I'd read like three lines and I'm like, nope, I'm done with this.
The other thing that I learned like pretty
affidavit?
Well.
Affidavit? Where's the other half of him? Sorry. That was the worst.
Why am I friends with you?
Because we need to find the other affidavit.
Oh, boy.
I apologize to all of England for that one.
One of the main things I learned my first year in law school is how to spell judgment. There's no E after the
Oh, G. Really?
Yeah, it's J-U-D-G-M-E-N-T.
That's wild.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. That, but I need to think you learn about that for a while. You're an
attorney because that's a word that comes up quite a bit.
That would make sense. I feel like that is kind of par for the course. And then there's sometimes, like, I see, like, the most ridiculous spelling errors, and it's great because they're all from, like, the police officers. But we had one the other day, and I think he wrote Drankin.
Drankin?
What? You know, Drankin? In reference to what?
Like a half-drinkin beer bottle?
I don't like. That one kind of trips me up a little bit. Although, you know, drunk.
Like, that's drunken. Fine if you want to, like, confuse drankin. Drink and drunk. But, like, you can't. Everybody knows drinkin is not a word.
Drankin.
Like, that was towards the end of a midnight shift.
But drunken doesn't sound right, though, right?
Drunken sounds like a little weird. Drankin sounds like a weird kind of
I have dragon. Drunken. I have drinking. I
have you now.
Not so much.
Once you try and discuss it, it sounds like you have been drinking.
It's like, I feel like when I'm texting somebody and like there's a word that I don't know how to spell and like it's so bad that not even my spell check picks it up, I just mess it up as like just add 17 extra letters and hope that they know what I'm talking about and think it's funny.
Imagine how hard it must be for someone who's not a native English speaker.
Yes.
The other one that throws me too is the lay and lane and laid.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Lie.
I can usually get it. Yeah, lie. I can get it right, but sometimes I have to think about it.
I miss like Latin conjugations of verbs. It was so much more like straightforward.
I never thought I'd hear you say that you miss taking Latin.
I mean, like, I like love hated it. We had a weird relationship, but I still have all my books. And I'm like, one day I'm going to sit down and read about Oedipus, but I'm really not going to.
So some other things are going on. I've been much more healthy so far this year.
That's really good.
January. I lost 9 pounds in the month of January.
Hey, dang. Not bad.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Now, I started at like my heaviest point in my life post-holidays. So, you know, I think that gave me a little bit of an advantage on the way down.
Yeah.
And then Phoebe sent me a text the other day saying, hey, Dad, do you want to do a couch to 5K with me?
Oh,
do you guys know about the couch to 5K?
Yeah. Yeah. How is she going to do that from like Utah, though?
She's apparently doing it running around in the cold.
Gross. Wow.
Yeah, nasty. Which is impressive. She must bundle up or something.
Yeah, she's got to have more willpower than I do. That's
so
for sure.
I started to do that. I've been walking a lot. Like part of the way I lost weight was I'm walking at lunch. Because my office is about like a mile and a half from where there's a bunch of restaurants.
Okay.
So I'll just walk there, have a small lunch and walk back and I get a, you know, 2.5 to 3 miles of walking in.
That's not bad.
And that's part of the way I've been doing it. So I've been walking a lot, but the last couple of days I've done you start out really slow with the couch to 5K. It's like 3 minutes of walking, 1 minute of running, 3 minutes of walking. You do that like 8 times.
I'm just imagining you like running, like sprinting down the road in like your business suit and everything. Just gotta get that pho.
I've been doing this at night.
Okay.
When I get home and I change it. I actually bought some sweatpants so I could do this because I didn't have any sweatpants. And it is a little bit cold.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I've noticed like since I've been doing it, like my walking muscles are fine, but like the front of my thighs have been just really sore.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I just haven't used those muscles. I haven't run from or at anything in a long, long time. The one thing, though, about running at night is, did you know that there continue to be Frisco coyote attacks?
I saw a billboard on the way down here from Denton that was like, beware of coyotes. They had like a PSA billboard up.
Yeah, so if you would have talked to me.
I hope it was just real ominous like that. Beware the coyotes.
If you would have talked to me like a year ago, and I probably even said this on the podcast at one point, I would have said, don't worry about coyotes. They never bother people.
Yeah.
They're shy. You know, they might attack a small animal if it's unattended, but they're not going to come after a person.
Yeah.
This is proven to be wrong like 7 times now in Frisco. And I think on the podcast last time I talked about it, I said they thought they had caught the culprit coyote.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
Isn't there like an interactive map now?
It is a free job.
Isn't there like an interactive map of like recent coyote attacks and sightings?
Yes. This past Tuesday, there was an attack at 6:40 a.m. And now our city has an interactive map on their website that shows like, it shows two things. It shows there's little paw prints on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And the red paw prints are sites of actual attacks, like aggression on the behalf of coyotes. And then there are blue paw prints that represent anytime a coyote has been seen just within the last 24 hours. And the map is pretty intense. There's a lot of coyote activity in our town. Mom has pointed out to me that if I go jogging at night, I'm probably okay because all of the attacks have happened in the early morning hours. It still makes me a little nervous though when I'm kind of rounding around like the edge of the neighborhood where there's like a lot of trees. Because apparently what these coyotes do is they'll wait in the bushes for a jogger to come and then they'll lunge out at them.
That's like really comical, like terrible, but comical.
Yeah,
also, it's another good reason to never wake up early.
And a lot of these attacks are like a mile and a half from our house. They're not that far. And I would imagine a coyote could make up that distance pretty quickly.
Yeah.
The coyote has already been doing couch to 5K.
Yes.
He's prepared.
For sure. I've got an article from the Dallas Morning News about these incidences. It says the latest attack was this past Tuesday at 6:40.
I literally have a news article because I Googled it while you were talking about it. And I think I have the exact same article. Thing. Is it from CBS?
Well, it might have been picked up by CBS, but it was originally in the Dallas Morning News. It says in December, two women jogging in the area were also attacked. The officials caught that coyote and sent it in for testing, but they haven't found that any of these coyotes were rabid, which is strange because apparently coyote experts all around the country are really puzzled by this because this is not normal coyote behavior.
It's an uprising.
The aggressive attacks are anomalies, according to Sam Kiesnich, an urban biologist with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. The city, in this article, the city gives tips.
Mm-hmm.
Coyote tips. They say, consider altering your plans for walking or jogging in areas where aggressive coyotes have been seen. This includes walking pets. Walk all pets on a leash. And this is the one that gets me. I think this is just a step too far. Mm-hmm. This is a bridge too far, if you will. They say, always listen for potential predators, animals or humans, and walk or run earbud free. I'm sorry. If I have to run earbud free, I'm just not going to run.
Exactly.
I have to be listening to something. I'm not going to run like just like listening.
Yeah.
And
no.
Plus, I kind of think these coyotes, it's not like they're going to make a whole bunch of noise sneaking up to you. I'm sure they're
jugger.
They're pretty stealthy.
Yeah.
They're not going to be barking.
See, the article that I'm looking at lists some coyote tips too, but this is hilarious because they suggest carrying an air horn while you're jogging.
Yes, and I actually, I've been looking for one. You know the little canned ones? I've been looking for
one.
I went into Walmart the other day, but I couldn't find one. I was looking.
They're all sold out.
Where would they even be?
Do you think
like,
that, like...
what part of Walmart would you find a little air horn?
It's childcare.
Office management.
I was thinking sporting goods somewhere, but I looked all over their sporting goods, couldn't find any. Huh. If they have a section that's like... self-defense, you know, like pepper spray and...
Oh, yeah, just your regular pepper spray and
stuff like that.
You know, knuckles
but I couldn't
and
find
some
any.
Air horns.
Apparently, Mom was saying they might be, like, with the party supplies.
Oh, that's true.
I would think so.
I couldn't find any. And I want one that's, like, really small that would fit in my pocket.
Like
so
a
if a coyote's wire. Coming at me, I could just make this really loud blast and try to scare it away. If that doesn't work, though, I don't know what you do. Like, what's your backup plan there?
Kick him.
Kick him, yeah.
Roundhouse kick him and run away.
The best thing
call
would be
call that coyote ugly.
Like one of those sticks that like police and prison guards
like a
use.
Baton?
Yeah, baton that like an extending baton.
So oh man, those are great. It.
I'm not sure that's even legal though to carry around.
It's not.
You can carry around a large stick though. That's basically the thing.
I believe it's not.
Oh, we don't we have like a curtain rod in our garage?
But I think if I explain that it's just to fight off the coyotes, I don't know.
Can you
I mean, that'd be great.
Can you, like, do the zombie apocalypse thing where you, like, duct tape a knife to the end of it?
I do think it's funny that, like, under Texas law, you can totally carry around a gun, but you can't carry around several other types of weapons.
Oh, yeah, like, knuckles are prohibited, which I think
is
really
like
funny.
Brass knuckles, any sort of, like, even a baseball bat, if you're carrying it as a weapon, you can be cited for that, but you can carry a gun.
Yeah, like how much more damage am I going to do with a freaking baseball bat?
License if you want to conceal it.
Yeah, though I'd like to hear like whoever
I think you
was
can open carry one.
Yeah, you can. I mean, I'd like to hear who
they lifted it on swords recently. Actually,
yes, finally my time has come. Does that count with battle axes? Just a quick question for a friend.
See, that's under a different set of laws.
Isn't that like a medieval mace?
Like a flail, ooh, that'd be perhaps?
Fun. They'd be like, you can't carry mace. And I'd be like, this isn't actually mace.
They're like, man,
it's a flail.
Could you draw, that knife is much too big to carry into a school zone. And I'm like, this is a falchion. So, am I good?
I studied the blade.
What about like a halberd?
I don't know what a halberd is.
It's a long, like, spear type thing, and it has a funky looking.
Oh, yeah, it has like a little grabby part on it.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Also, you can call them
a scythe,
half hand swords.
I think we saw some of those when we went to see the Samurai Collection in Dallas. So they have the samurai armor, and they had some of those swords that have just the.
Yeah, it looks like there's a mini axe on the end of it, basically, is a halberd.
Oh, okay.
It was really good for, I think, with like once armor became a really big thing, if I remember correctly.
I think the Wicked Witch of the West's guards.
Yeah.
Those.
Can I bring my shuriken in public? Can I show off my katana?
I mean, you can, but nobody's going to be your friend.
It's good. I don't need friends. They'd only slow me down.
Oh, no.
Lots of weapons talk.
Yeah, a lot of.
All I can think during this whole coyote thing, though.
I haven't seen any coyotes. Mom actually saw a coyote in the distance when she was walking in the morning, and it did spook her quite a bit.
I mean,
but she turned around and walked completely the other direction.
That's fair. I just kind of wonder if, like, Canada is laughing at us right now. If, like, they heard this. Because, like, have you seen the video of the guy that there's, like, a bear in his garage or something? And he just honks his horn at him and he's like, get out! Which is possibly the most Canadian thing I've ever seen. It's just like, hey, can you leave? I gotta go to work. And the bear just turns around and leaves. Like, oh, yeah, sorry, man. I don't know. Just my bad. I feel like they'd be like, this is kind of weak sauce, Texas. I expected better of you. But
I
also,
don't know. It's so strange, though.
Yeah.
And it's attacking, not only attacking people, but attacking, like, people that are fit and jogging and running.
It should really be going for the slow ones.
Yeah.
Man, I'm looking at pictures of coyotes now, and all they look like wolves, except skinnier, and like they're going to sell you like a pair of stolen iPods.
Kind of scraggly wolves.
Yeah, they're kind of like, hey,
they look
you gonna
very
buy some
shady.
Drugs.
Like, look at that and tell me that you don't think it's going to approach you and try and sell you something seedy.
It does look really wily.
Yeah. I don't think they've been seen in Wiley, though.
Honestly, though,
I'm gonna punch you.
When you see a coyote, it's funny because you immediately recognize it as coyote. They don't look like dogs because they got the bushy tail. They're kind of scrawny. I've never seen a coyote and thought that that's probably someone's dog. You can immediately tell that it is something feral.
Oh, that's awkward. Maybe I just have bad eyesight at night, though. See, a couple times I've been like, oh, stray dog. Nope.
I saw a raccoon the other day on our street, which was weird. Oh, yeah. I haven't seen raccoons on our street in like a long time since.
Up at college or here?
No, here.
Oh, yeah.
It was like walking across the street and I went, that's a really fat cat. And then I turned on like my headlights, like my brights, and I was like, that's not a cat. That's walking. That's way too like. It's walking weird.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then it, like, ran into the gutter, and I was like, oh, it's a raccoon.
Do you remember when there was like, a family of raccoons living in the house next door?
Yeah, because one of them charged me. It came out of the, like, I was waiting outside for my ride to pick me up to seminary, and, like, it came out of the sewage drain, like, across the street and started running towards me, and I went, nope, and went inside.
Our house was one of the first houses in our neighborhood that was built when we moved in. And the house next to ours was being built. And there was this family of raccoons that kept going in there and living in that house. And then they would come like out of the house and they would go into the sewer, the little sewer spill.
Yeah.
What do you call that? Like the entrance to the sewer by the curb.
Yeah.
And you could look in there and you'd see these little raccoon heads, faces staring back at you. Because they would go in and out of there.
Oh, that's wild. I think there's actually a raccoon in my house now. Like, I was falling asleep last night, and I just started hearing. Yeah, I think it's in, like our attic or in, like, our roof.
Oh, that's bad. That's
yeah,
bad. That could be squirrels, too, though.
Maybe. I don't know. I just hear scratching. It was just like.
Oh, it's not good.
And I was, like, falling asleep.
Or a really massive roach.
It can be bad because an animal can die up there.
And then it smells bad.
End up with the stink.
Yeah.
Or. Ghost animal ghost.
Or if it's rodents, you can also get snakes. Think about that.
Snacks.
Danger noodles.
I think it may be time to call an exterminator.
Yeah, I was like, I should probably inform my dad of this, but I was like, it's also midnight, and I don't think he really wants me to like bust in his room and be like, hey, Dad, there's probably a raccoon in the roof.
Let's do some news.
Oh, yeah.
Now, your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
I have a produce story.
Okay.
Finally.
I'm going to have you guys guess the produce.
Romaine lettuce.
A single piece of produce that is being sold for $1,000.
Oh, they're in? Yes.
You are correct.
A recurring fruit.
A rare variety.
Yeah, okay.
A rare variety of the infamously smelly durian fruit in Indonesia is causing a stink online with its unusual price tag, $1,000 per fruit. The J Queen variety of durian was spotted for sale at Plaza Asia Shopping Center in Tasikmalaya, West Java, with a price tag of about $1,000, which is more than three times the average monthly wage in Indonesia.
Wow. Dang.
Have you ever smelled durian?
I haven't. Carolyn? I've heard it smells disgusting.
So this comes up a lot on our podcast. We did have durian ice cream one time.
I heard about that. I heard it was quite the event.
It was quite the event. Durian, you can get durian at certain stores in the Dallas area.
Hmm.
Have you ever seen a durian?
Mm-mm.
It looks like, you know, Bowser.
Oh, yeah.
From Mario.
Yeah.
If Bowser had like a favorite food, it would look like a durian because it's exactly super spiky like all the way around it.
Ooh.
And then you open it up and it's kind of creamy looking.
Mm.
And it tastes like a mix between pudding and garlic.
And
pudding
feet.
And roast garlic and stinky feet. Yeah.
Who looked at that and was like, maybe there's good things inside. Oh, and then they opened it and then it smelled like that and they still ate it?
Indonesia and Southeast Asia, it's super popular. Like, people love it. They love it enough that they're paying
$1,000
for a single piece of, a single...
For smelly feet fruit.
Durian. The rare durian was created by a 32-year-old grower named Aka, who said they were crossbred from two superior varieties of the fruit, and the trees only bear fruit once every 3 years.
Man.
My intention is to improve the welfare of farmers by creating superior durians, Aka told the website Tribune News. I have durian gardens in Kendal, Pikogalong, and a bunch of other places I can't pronounce.
Yeah.
The fruits have caused Plaza Asia to become a tourist attraction, with visitors lining up to snap selfies with the pricey produce. Really expensive produce is kind of an Asian thing. In fact, when we go to Japan in June,
uh-huh.
one of my favorite things to do in Japan is if you go to the bottom floor of a big department store, it's called the Depachika,
uh-huh.
Which means...
Depeche Mode?
Basement of a department store. They have, that's like the food level.
Yeah.
And they have like all of this produce that's super expensive. And it's not really meant to like, you know, you don't buy it just to eat it. You buy it to like give it as a gift.
Okay.
So it's like the perfect melon. Like there's certain kinds of melons that routinely sell for like $100. But if it's a really good one, it might be like $500. Or like,
holy cow.
Or like strawberries where you can buy like a single strawberry for like $2.
Man, I've just been eating like hot dogs at IKEA like a chump.
And it's always like, it's very beautiful and it's packaged really well, but it's always really expensive. And it's just kind of fun to look at all the super expensive, super good fruit.
That's wild. Yeah, they
really is.
I assume these durian are the same way. It's not like you don't buy it because you're really hungry and got a craving for durian. You buy it because you want the perfect fruit and then maybe you give it as a gift or something.
You're like, hey, I got you this smelly, like stinky foot fruit.
To like a business, someone you want to go into business with, or
so it's like giving
like
them like a nice bottle of wine,
yeah.
But
exactly.
Instead, it's just a durian.
Really stinky fruit.
All right, I can dig it.
Yeah,
I mean, like that's like a crazy cultural thing. I don't know, like yeah. Romania had nothing like that, but they did, however, have like random fruit side stands where they would sell fruit out of old washers and dryers. It was weird. It was real weird, but it was really good.
out of old washers and...
Yeah, so, like, apparently there used to be a bunch of laundromats, and they closed down because people finally got them in their houses, and so they would just take, like, the old husks of them, and, like, with a drum where you would usually put your clothes, they would just put, like, a blanket in it and then just throw some, like, lingonberries in there. And then they're like, you want? And you'd be like, yeah. And then you just, like, throw money at them until they started handing you fruit, and then you just were like, cool. And
that
then
sounds like a party.
It's a better tradition than impaling you on a stake.
That was not big with a tourist attraction. Yeah, they were like, nobody wants to come back now.
They can't because they're impaled.
That was Romania, right?
Yes.
Where Vlad
the Impaler. Oh,
that is their whole thing over there.
They're into it.
It's their big tourist thing.
They
like,
put him on his face on t-shirts and everything. Yeah. He's like super
There's a castle. Wait, seriously? Right? There's Vlad's castle.
Yeah, okay, so there's actually like a real castle where actual Vlad Tepes lived, and it's actually mostly broken down. It's like an old fort on the top of a hill, and to get there, you have to go up like an obscene amount of stairs. I think it's like a 35 flights of stairs or something up this mountainside. Yeah, I thought I was gonna die getting to the top of it. And it's really cool. And then, in like, the worst taste ever, they have actual, like, impaling stakes with mannequins on them at the top.
What?
Nice.
They're dressed up
really
and everything.
It really sets the mood.
It's real Romanian. You get to the top and they're like, would you like to buy a vampire bat skeleton? And you're like, why is this happening? I don't understand.
That sounds fantastic.
And then there's also Bran Castle, which is where Bram Stoker wrote. That's where he was inspired by it.
Dracula.
And he was like, yeah, I'm going to use this castle as the backdrop. So it actually has nothing to do with Dracula except for the book. And it's not actually, like, it was pretty cool. It wasn't, like, super cool, but, like, it was a really cool old castle you got to walk around, but, like, they also don't have any concept of safety features to it whatsoever. Because
I've noticed that, like, a lot of countries don't much as we do.
Oh, man, and this was, like, to an extreme. At one point, I was looking out of, like, those old arrow slits that they have in the sides of the walls, and so we're, like, three stories up. It's a really far drop down into the moat, and over time, it has just crumbled until it's about the size of a small toddler. Like, I could just throw a small child out of this, and there is nothing there.
Yeah. I mean,
there's no bars or anything.
It's actually a very popular child disposal spot.
We do a lot of social engineering around, like, the dumbest of us.
Yeah, and they're just like, good luck.
But in other countries, like, even Japan, or when we were in Portugal, I noticed, like, a lot of times they may have a warning sign, but there's no, like, safety rail.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, you know that it's there, and if you fall off, it's really steep. Like a lot of castles in Portugal.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting like a panic attack thinking about that.
There
again.
Was no like safety railing. It was like, well, of course, you know, if you walk off this, you're going to fall 50 feet and die.
So. Yeah. And some of it was like, I think there's like that. And then Romania had like a total disregard of like, it's just going to be selection, whoever figures it out.
Yeah.
Because there was a couple times like I'd turn a corner and be like, oh, there's no stairs there anymore. It's just a solid, like, 20-foot drop to the ground. Thank you.
Yep.
But it was great. But yeah, they really, really like all the, like, the Dracula stuff. You can buy pictures of, like, you can buy t-shirts with, like, Dracula's face on it. They have shot glasses and, like, I think, like, bars of soap. It's ridiculous. Everything. Anything you could imagine all has Dracula.
I have to imagine the bars of soap, like, They look like regular bars of soap, and then when you start washing yourself, it looks like there's a red coating underneath, so it suddenly looks like bleeding.
I hope so. Yeah, there's a lot of like, I want to suck your blood, and I really wanted to buy like 8 of those t-shirts and then just
it
give them to
like
everyone.
Seems like something you'd buy in the back of a comic book, like gag soap.
Yeah.
Romania is the back. It's just one big back of a comic book store.
anybody want to do their news story?
I'll do mine.
All right. Take it away.
So a sinkhole in Florida turned out to be an underground tunnel to a Florida bank.
What is Florida? Florida, are you okay?
Florida is a sinkhole.
I like this story because it combines Florida with sinkholes with tunnels to banks.
Yeah.
It's a good.
That's all in my top five right there. Yeah.
Trio of features.
So, public works employees basically got a report of, like, what appeared to be a sinkhole that had, it was about 50 yards long, it had a power cord inside with a small generator at the bottom.
Okay.
Which you don't normally find inside sinkholes.
It's strange.
Like, that's weird, but my first thought was just, like, meth lab, because it's Florida.
See, my thought was like survivalist bunker, like weird apocalypse cult type thing, because it's Florida. But it could be both.
But no, I think it's just your run-of-the-mill bank heist in progress.
Yeah, you see those every day. But it's approximately like 2 foot, maybe 3 foot in diameter. It's super small, super claustrophobic. Yeah, we've gotten to the heights thing, and I just had an out-of-body experience hearing y'all talk about that.
Sorry, bud.
So now you get to feel claustrophobic here.
You know how I feel about small tunnels.
Do they make you feel claustrophobic?
Well, I mean, yes. I got stuck in one when I was 2.
Anything you can't
turn
around
Oh, yeah, you
got
stuck in a McDonald's play place.
Anything
I keep
you
forgetting
can't
that.
Turn around in is...
That's too much.
Not good.
I got stepped on by all the other kids. It was bad.
I love those news stories about the kids that climb up inside claw machines. Have you seen those?
That's wild, yeah.
Google it sometimes. There are lots of pictures of kids inside the claw machine because they climb up there.
That's insane, man. I mean, I guess sometimes you really just got to get that tiny stuffed animal.
To be fair, it looks like a great place to take a nap.
It does, actually. It looks kind of soothing.
Imagine losing your kid in a store and it turns out they got inside the claw machine and took a nap.
It's the claw.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So the tunnel was near like a wooded area, kind of across the street from a shopping complex. Are you showing pictures
I'm
of...
showing our pictures of children inside claw machines.
Okay, well, hand it over. I need to see.
What? Dum-dums?
You got stuck in a McDonald's play place.
I was 2 and a half.
And that is the sort of place kids are encouraged to go, right?
Yeah, I just got lost. True. I didn't know if I could get out. I started crying. It was bad. And now I'm claustrophobic.
Some of these kids look completely miserable, and some of them look fine.
I like some of them just look like real proud of themselves. They're like, yeah, I got in. They're going places.
Some of them just are standing there with this look on their face of just, well, this is my life now, I guess.
All right, back to the story about the tunnel in Florida.
Yeah. So it didn't quite reach the bank. But the FBI is investigating this thing called as an attempted bank robbery, and they have no idea who did this. They say probably more than one person.
Seems like they should have just staked it out.
Yeah, just, like, kept it quiet.
Yeah, just, you know, put an unmarked car nearby and just see who goes down the tunnel. That would be a good indication,
right? It's in the middle of the woods, and they're just like, what's this car doing here? Probably nothing. It's fine. Let's just rob the bank.
I think it was in the middle of the city. It's like a city street.
Oh, wow. That's...
It was across the road from a shopping complex, but it was kind of like in a wooded area. So it was yeah.
That's wild.
But they think they probably used pickaxes, and they used a winch and a small wagon used to haul away dirt, debris, and rocks that they found. They discovered a pair of muddy boots, a small homemade ladder, and a stool. Like, this was an involved operation.
You know what? I think they deserve that money from the bank. Like, they worked real hard for that.
Right?
Tunnel under the bank, go up to where the vault is, and then just grab cash.
How would you know? Like, have you ever been underground? It's impossible to tell where anything is.
You got a GPS. Maybe you could,
GPS?
Like, yeah. If you could figure out the exact point.
The layout of the bank.
I don't know. There's got to be a way.
So
it's the new Ocean's 11 movie.
Exactly.
It's going to be great.
But based on Looney Tunes.
Also based on the worst Coen Brothers movie, which is Lady Killers. They do a scheme like that.
I've not seen that one.
It's not a good one. Don't do it.
Okay, cool.
It's really bad.
Yeah. So they end this article by saying, yeah, the FBI are looking for him. So like, if they've been bragging about it, the authorities want to talk to them. Which
a fairly high number of criminals are caught because they brag about stupid stuff.
That's true. And if you're dumb enough to try and tunnel underneath the bank, which I'm sorry, like that's such a Wile E. Coyote type.
It's either dumb or it's crazy, like a smart person.
Yeah, I have to say, like a majority of like the arrest packets and stuff we get in, there's like I used to be a lot more like, man, like people are up to some shady stuff, and now I'm like, nope. Mostly everybody is just very dumb. Like, there was a guy who tried to stuff a Roomba in his pants. How did you think that was going to play out, sir?
Like, that's my tumor.
Yeah, it's my tumor that's perfectly circular. No, that's a Roomba. I saw you take it out of the box and stuff it in your pants.
How big do your pants have to be? I mean, not even JNCO jeans have, like, all the roomy.
You probably have pretty generous pants to be.
He was a pretty generous-sized man, but, like...
At a certain point, though, at what point do you have enough space in your pants to think, yeah, Roomba will fit in there?
He clearly wasn't wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Let's hope not.
Look, I just don't know why people use their pants to smuggle things in general. There was a guy who started putting cheese slices in his pants, and I was like, well, I draw the line here.
At that point, if you're willing to eat cheese that has been in somebody's pants, like, you can't resell that.
It was
like,
from the dollar store, too.
I sort of stopped paying attention to these news stories, but on a regular basis, there are stories about people who smuggle exotic animals in their pants.
That seems like
poor exotic animals.
Yeah.
Rip.
All right, Carolyn, you want to do your story?
All right, yeah. So mine's like a short but sweet. So it is. The title is KFC Unveils Limited Release Cheetos Sandwich. So
have you heard about this?
I hadn't until I read this with my own two eyeballs.
I saw this on Twitter before I saw the article.
So, like, apparently the highlight is it's an extra crispy chicken filet, a layer of crunchy Cheetos, and a quotation, special Cheetos sauce. And I don't want to know what that means. I'm concerned. Also, I really enjoy that they're only rolling it out in select locations in Virginia, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Because
no, that tracks.
That they were like road 100, trip. 100% know no. your audience.
I mean, yes, but not for this.
I mean, it could be yours for $4.79.
Without trying it, is this something that appeals to you or no?
It's like they can read my mind.
I'm going to say, like, I'm good.
If
thanks.
We lived in the mid-Atlantic or the South, it'd be worth a worthy
Well, we live in
yourself.
Texas, so that's pretty South.
Yeah, but they don't have it here, though.
Yeah.
No. Which, I mean, if it's successful there.
It's banned by law here.
They don't have, what is it called? The Cheeto sandwich or Cheeto?
The KFC Cheeto sandwich.
Oh, of course it's KFC.
Yeah. So this is KFC, well, and that's why I'm like actually kind of know, because I don't really like their chicken that much.
One thing, really close to where I work is the capital of, or the headquarters for Yum Brands. Do you know what Yum Brands
is?
Oh,
yeah.
It probably
so
owns
it's like
a lot
Taco
of stuff.
Bell, KFC, Long John Silver's, A&W are all owned by Yum Brands.
So all the really extremely bad
and
ones.
Yeah. Sort of right across the street from that is Frito-Lay.
Does the devil live there?
So the fact that like KFC is partnering with Frito-Lay on Cheetos sandwich and like they have the Doritos Locos Tacos, I think it has to do with the fact that those two companies are pretty close proximity.
Aren't they? Yeah, I think they.
That's
very
threatening.
there's some shady. Maybe you've been just like a couple miles away from some dark, dark fast food dealings.
I would try.
That's
it.
Where
I
the coyotes are coming
sandwich.
From. The coyotes are coming from inside the house.
I also saw an article. I didn't pull it so we could talk about it, but I saw an article that said, eating fried chicken every day increases your risk of heart disease by 20%.
And depression, I would imagine.
And my thought was, okay, what about like three or four times a week?
Like, I was like,
at what level is it sort of an acceptable risk?
I think I just, at that point, I admire your dedication to eating chicken.
It's a lot of fried chicken.
That's a lot of fried chicken.
If you eat that much fried chicken and you don't have a heart disease, you have made it into a craft. You have made it into an art.
I think like you are the next, like you're the future for generations to come.
Yeah, you're the new humankind, next step in evolution.
I realize sometimes they have to do scientific studies just to, you know, get some validity to something, but sometimes I read a study and I'm like, kidding. Like,
yeah. Some science papers are like,
glad we cleared that up.
Because that's a surprising result.
Yeah.
Scientists find sun rises in the east, and you're like, well, good. I feel quality about that. Yeah. So I think, like, I don't know. I guess I'm not even surprised at this point after they've come out with, like, KFC. I think they just hire a bunch of, like, sad, broke college students to be like, what's the weirdest thing you can come up with? And then we're going to make it. Because we already had the double down with the patty, the chicken patties as bread.
Had the double down.
And now they have the snack bowls, which is just like, we had mashed potatoes, and then we just started throwing everything else we serve on top of it and covering it in gravy.
I think KFC and Taco Bell are both kind of this way.
They are, but like, I'm more partial to Taco Bell. I'm going to throw that out there. I think my favorite part of this article is the last line, which just says, the response to the unusual sandwich online has been mixed. Some social media users blasting it for being unhealthy, while others lament that its release is limited.
Okay.
Like, are you going to argue that, like, you thought this was going to be...
I expected better out of you, KFC. Like, what?
I'd go to KFC because it's so good and wholesome and made organically. It's fried chicken that you can buy for $2 in a bucket.
So the KFC Cheeto sandwich, where I fall on it is, I would like to try it once and then never eat it again.
That's a safe bet.
Yeah, me too. I mean,
it might be kind of tasty, but I don't think it's the sort of thing I would make a habit of eating.
I think that maybe if I'm just curious, I'll just take a bag full of Cheetos and some KFC chicken tenders, and I'll just jam it in my mouth at once.
See, I would like to try and recreate it at home.
I just want to know what
try and make without having tasted it. Just try and like.
Hasn't every kid taken like a sandwich and put like either corn chips or potato chips inside the sandwich and eating it?
Yes, oh, I know. Sour cream and onion chips are where it's at. Yeah.
Or Fritos.
I say I never did the Fritos, but that's because like they weren't a big thing in the Midwest.
Yeah, I like Fritos.
They're okay. I only like them on chili. Really?
Chili, really?
Chili, really.
Let's do...
Chili really is my rap name.
You have no street cred.
Let's do something we've done on the podcast before, but with a little bit of a twist. We last week we used our Amazon Echo to play a game. I'm discovering that there are lots of games on the Amazon Echo. Alexa, play Categories game.
Aloha. Welcome to Categories game. I rolled the letter Z. This letter is harder than 64% of all letters. Man. First category is actor. Say the category name followed by your answer. For example, actor, Amy Schumer. Your letter is Z.
Actor, Zendaya.
No! The word Zendaya does not start with the letter Z.
Actor, Zendaya.
You can also say, I don't know, I need a hint, or repeat category. Only 6 seconds left.
Actor, Zac Efron.
Zac Efron is correct. Great. Could you think of a... animal in this letter?
Animal. Zebu.
Zebra is correct.
No, I said zebu! It's better! You dumb robot.
Country in this letter?
Zebu.
Country. Country? Zimbabwe.
Skip category or repeat category.
Country.
Only 6 seconds left.
Country, Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe is correct. Right to go. Next category is name.
Name, Zacharias.
Zacharias is correct. You've got it. Could you think of a...
I've got it.
TV series in this letter?
TV series, Zorro. Mm.
Zorro is correct. Well done.
Very nice.
Now think about superhero. You can also say, I need a hint, skip category, or repeat category.
Superhero.
6 seconds left.
Superhero Zemo?
Zemo is correct. Great.
It's a Captain America villain.
Time for category of the week.
Yay!
Yay!
Category is NFL with the letter Z. You can also say, I don't know, I need a hint, or repeat category.
NFL.
6 seconds left.
NFL zone? She just turned off. I'm pretty sure that was incorrect anyway, so.
I guess we're going to call it.
All right. I guess that's the last we're going to be playing.
Call the time of death, Doctor.
With Alexa.
Wait, I don't have my watch on. Oops.
All right. There's only one last thing to do on the podcast, and that is...
Tasty.
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
So, when Elizabeth and I were talking about doing a podcast this week, I happened to be in 7-Eleven looking around for things we had never tried before, and I came across Candy Pop and Cookie Pop.
Ooh.
They're different flavors of popcorn. The Candy Pop is made with Butterfinger candy bars.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
And the Cookie Pop is made with Mrs. Fields Cookie and Cream.
Henry just passed me a piece of paper that says, NFL, the Patriots cheated.
I don't know if they were going for their, like, I wonder if they would have taken, like a name? Player name.
I think maybe. So.
Because I don't think there are any teams that begin with Z.
I don't know. Also, have you seen that the...
The Zealots. The Massachusetts Zealots.
The toll roads around here have been, like, vague shading the Patriots on their blinking signs.
I have seen
signs.
That, yeah. I have seen, like, that. There was also
they're
someone...
They're, like, tires deflated as a Patriots football. I was like, wow.
Someone at a Pittsburgh news station got fired because on the crayon, it had, like, Tom Brady. It said Tom Brady And then beneath his name, it said known cheater. And he got fired for that, which a lot of people that saw that news story said, why would he be fired? You should promote
Worth
that
it.
Guy.
Yeah, right.
That's a blaze of glory.
So anyway, Candy Pop is popcorn made with Nestle Butterfinger. Butterfinger candy coated popcorn. Cookies Pop is made with Mrs. Fields cookie coated popcorn drizzled with cream. So these both look good. Sometimes, though, treat yourself can be deceptive where something looks good and turns out to be kind of gross.
Yeah, I feel good about the Butterfinger. I don't know how I feel about the cookies.
I don't know how I feel about
like
the Butterfinger drizzled with cream.
I like
cream.
Butterfinger.
Like, yeah, I like Butterfinger. I don't like
Allison,
the fact that I can't move my jaw afterwards.
Elizabeth's mom, Allison, used to hate Butterfinger, but I think she's come around to them. I think she said when she was a kid, she had Butterfinger and got nauseous. Mm-hmm. And so for a long time, she didn't like Butterfinger, but now I think she likes it.
You don't have to say Elizabeth's mom. Like, there's she's mom to not just me.
She's mom to at least three other people. Which one do you want to try first? Butterfinger or Mrs. Field cookie?
Let's get the Mrs. Fields over
okay.
with. Oh, sorry.
That's probably right.
Wash it down with that nice Butterfinger.
Here we go. Smells...
Fieldsy?
Like artificial cookies.
I love the smell of artificial cookies.
I'm going to pass them around, then mute the mic so we can all try it without chewing into the mics. Right, actually, I'll just pass the bag around, sorry.
They're probably better.
Here we go. It's a little strange. Different than I expected. It's sort of like they took popcorn and put a bunch of cookie crumbs in there with it and shook it up.
Yeah, I was like, honestly, it kind of feels like somebody just smashed an Oreo and then shook it around. And was like, there you go.
Yeah, I expected it to be a little more like caramel corn somehow.
Yeah, instead of just dry popcorn.
With cookie crumbs all over it.
That was weird.
Yeah, this ain't it, Chief. I got like a clump of like basically frosting, but it was like really waxy and weird.
Yeah, I kept getting like little splatters of it, but it wasn't enough to like make the cookie crumbs stick. You would think they would like toss it in the frosting and then roll it in cookie crumbs. That I could get behind.
Weirdly enough, I kind of wish they'd salted the popcorn before that, because that would have been genuinely good.
Yeah, it was all sweet, no salty.
I just expected it to be more like a Fiddle Faddle or a... What are the other ones?
Other nonsense
Cracker
words?
Jack or... No, the kind of...
Yeah.
There's
candy,
one that's yellow.
Popcorn-y.
Yeah, that would have been better than this.
Screaming Yellow Zonkers. I believe is it also a brand of caramel corny type stuff.
I haven't experienced that.
Candy coated, but it's not.
It was just...
I thought it was just okay.
I'm actually... I'm going to go kind of like... What's below okay?
Meh.
I'm going to go meh.
Me too.
Meh. M-E-H. Meh.
All right, well, let's see if the Butterfinger is any better. I'm expecting it to be sort of similar, like just a bunch of crumbs of Butterfinger in there now.
That's going
to
be so lame.
But we'll see. It smells like Butterfinger. Do you guys remember when The Simpsons were used in Butterfinger commercials?
No,
I do
and
not.
Bart would say, "You better not lay a finger on my Butterfinger." You don't remember that?
I mean, I've heard of the saying. I didn't know it was a Simpsons related.
They used
thing.
To use The Simpsons. It'd be like Bart and Lisa, I don't know, fighting over some Butterfingers. I thought this was an improvement over the cookie and cream version. It's got sort of like the stuff drizzled over it. It's not exactly, there's not like, it's not crunchy. There's not little bits of crunchy Butterfinger.
Yeah, I got like a big chunk and it looks like they just laid it out on a cookie sheet and just drizzled it. And that's it.
I think this one would be much more tempted to eat the whole bag. I'm going to go ahead and say it's delicious, although it's not super delicious.
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
One of those things where like you eat the entire bag, but you're like, I'm kind of regretting that.
Probably yeah. Shouldn't have, but did it anyway.
Yeah. But the fact that you'd eat the entire bag is like, that's worth something, right?
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm still firmly in camp meh.
Meh. M-E-H. Meh.
It's funny because you look at the bag and you think, that's got to be delicious.
Yeah, like you can't go
it's
wrong.
It's got popcorn and it's got candy.
Which I love both cookies. Of. I eat a lot of that.
See, this one hits a little bit too close to home for me because I got like violently ill on kettle corn as a kid.
Oh, and it does have kind of a kettle corn thing.
Yeah, it's like kettle corn, but like with a vaguely like peanut buttery taste to it. Kind of like an aftertaste. And it's not that bad. Like, I like that it tastes slightly saltier, but it's not good. I guess I'm just still in camp meh. Like, because it's not gross enough for me to be, like, disgusting, but...
So I'm really surprised that our reviews of these were...
So lackluster.
Not as good as I expected, because I looked at this on the shelf and I thought, this has got to be delicious.
Yeah, I do kind of want a butter, like an actual Butterfinger, though.
It is going to make you crave a Butterfinger a little bit.
I think it wouldn't have been as bad if the whole time I wasn't just thinking I'd rather be eating actual popcorn.
Basically, yeah.
Like, the whole time I was like, I would rather somebody just give me some, like, fresh caramel corn or kettle corn right now. Regular popcorn.
This is a very bad relationship that popcorn and Butterfinger have gotten into. Like, they're just so much better separately, and they need to part ways before they both completely destroy each other.
Yeah, they just dragged each other down instead of bringing each other up.
And exactly. Like, and it's, like, nobody wants to say anything because it's not really any of our business, but they should really just break up already. We liked them so much better before.
You know what it does make me want, though?
What?
Like a Butterfinger Blizzard.
Ooh.
Or like a Butterfinger. Is there a Butterfinger McFlurry or a Butterfinger Sonic Shake?
There's a Sonic one, I think.
Yeah.
Like that sounds right.
That
or DQ.
Kind of.
But I don't think.
Soft serve ice cream blended with bits of Butterfinger candy bar.
That's I don't think good. That. McDonald's has changed their flurry selection in like 20 years.
Okay, big pet peeve of mine. It seems like whenever you go to a McDonald's after about 9 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. their ice cream machine is always quote unquote broken.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no, sorry, it's our ice cream machine. And I don't believe it. I just don't believe it's actually broken.
They've probably already taken it apart. Because
I've worked food service jobs before.
Yeah.
And what that means is I'm about to get off my shift and I don't want to clean it again.
Yeah. Like I 100% feel that at the same time, but I'm like also sometimes if it's like one of like the ones that are open till like 2 a.m., I'm like, come on, man, you got time.
Seriously,
still.
Like it's going to be open till midnight and I'm here at like 9 o'clock and you're telling me your ice cream machine's broken. It's really a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, I will say I think this did remind me though of like a weird experiment I came up with in my dorm room and I kind of rather have eaten that. But if you make like a bag of popcorn mm-hmm. and then you put like a spoonful of Nutella in the bottom of a bowl and like melt it for 30 seconds in the microwave.
Mm, that sounds pretty good.
You dump the popcorn in there, you mix it together, and then you throw peanut butter M&Ms in it.
Ooh, that does sound
my favorite trashy junk food at the movie theaters when you take the big tub of popcorn and throw in Milk Duds.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Yeah. So sometimes you get like a bite that's got Milk Duds and popcorn. Henry is over here. He's scavenging on our treats.
what do you get? Are you a fan of it?
The Butterfinger ones are weird, but I really like the cookie popcorn.
He likes the cookie ones, which is different from the rest of us. We didn't really like it that much.
I can't stop eating them.
Yeah, you're going to, you can, you can have those. I doubt any of us are going to get into it. Ask Glenn if he wants
these
any.
Didn't get as good a review as we expected them to, but
no,
that is Treat Yourself and that is our podcast. So thanks Elizabeth and Carolyn for being on the podcast tonight.
Thanks for having me again.
Will you release me after this?
Thank you to everyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can find us at Talk to Dad Podcast on Facebook and Instagram or at talktodadpodcast.com. You can email us at talktodadpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to help us out, the best thing you can do is you can leave us a 5-star review. Anytime you subscribe, rate, or review us, it helps us get the word out to other people who might be interested. If you tell a friend, that's great too. This has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later. Next time for later, alligator, my friend.